Hello, my name is Jude. Hello. I'm still nervous about what's on the list.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, it's... Do you want to read it to you?
Well, I mean, you know, like...
Okay.
I'm not a very compelling person, so I need to have,
are
like...
Are you sure?
Yeah,
you said
topics.
You've heard episodes, so you know we're not necessarily known for our hard-hitting journalism.
Yeah, that's...
That's, I like that line. I like that line a lot.
I don't know. You had some pretty good questions in the last. I get very nervous. I'm sorry.
Don't.
Oh, was
no.
that? We're oh, in, that was with Carl Larson, right? Or are you talking about with the Unipiper?
Funny story about the Carl Larson episode. I forgot to title it. And so it didn't show up on iTunes until today.
That's funny.
Yeah. And then I put up on Twitter, I think I said it was like maybe our podcast feed is like a ketchup bottle where we're like squeezing and squeezing trying to get it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then like suddenly there's going to be two episodes at once.
Oh, right.
Yeah, like more than you wanted on your hot dog or whatever. Yeah.
Wait, so I have a question for you. What did, how many listeners do you guys have?
Five. Six.
Oh, good. Well, seven with me today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I think we're at like 600 now or something like that. So.
That's awesome.
In the podcast world, it's small potatoes, but we're not going for like huge. We just want enough people to make us feel like we're doing the thing that people like.
Yeah.
And that's about enough.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I just want as much potatoes as I can fit on one plate. Really.
Yeah. You don't need the big ones.
Yeah.
Well, lots of little ones are good.
Mm, yeah. With basil.
They're called fries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where
bifurcated
I was going
potatoes.
With yeah.
Do you want to hear the list?
It's okay.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm feeling better now.
Okay, excellent. Well, I'll start before you change your mind.
Is it true that you're the Lindbergh baby?
The other thing that I was going to ask.
Like Charles's baby? Like Charles Lindbergh?
I believe that's what he's angling for,
that's
yeah.
Really, yes. That's like, that's about as hard-hitting as I get.
Like, what are you, like, have...
I have a strange obsession with the Lindbergh baby.
Well, here's
you
a funny
do.
Thing. Yeah. My husband, for my 29th birthday...
Is the Lindbergh baby.
No. Oh. He took me... he did a lifelong thing that I've always wanted to do, which is fly in a hot air balloon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he took me. But I said, let's dress up as Amelia Earhart and Charles Lindbergh.
Oh, my God.
So we did. And, you know, hot air balloon flights are early in the morning, right? So here we are, like, in full... I mean, I look exactly like Amelia Earhart.
Flight suit.
Yeah, flight suit, leather jacket, white scarf, cap with the goggles on it.
Right.
And Alex is wearing a leather jacket, you know, aviator glasses and a scarf. And the people that run the hot air balloon may also be part of the model train club industry or like...
Oh, really?
You know, it's the same maybe type of person that does like hot air balloon pilot and into model trains, right?
Okay.
And which is totally fine.
I can see that. Yeah. Like having some crossover.
They're very, like a mockumentary could be made on hot air balloon pilots.
Like a Christopher Guest kind of,
yeah.
kind of film.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they kept referring to us as the people in the leather jackets. And I was like, don't you guys get it?
As opposed to, right.
I'm thinking like they didn't. They just thought that that's what you
yeah,
wear all
that's,
the time.
That's like what I wear all the time.
Do you think
right?
it was just like willful ignorance or like we don't want to think about this right
no,
now?
No, no, no. They were so into their jobs. Like I just like you would think that they would just be like, whoa, and you guys dressed the part.
Right, right. And it, no. instead they were just like, oh, that's
the two
what
people
they
in the leather jackets.
Well, what came first, hot air balloons or airplanes? Because
oh, hot, air balloons.
Hot air balloons.
So in that case,
and
yeah.
They're kind of doing like a retrograde sort of thing. They want to be vintage and they want to like, it's almost like, what do you call it? Like Luddite? Like,
yeah.
They're trying to actively ignore the history of aviation so that they can continue
so
to pursue.
They can
pursue.
Continue on.
Yeah.
I think so.
So maybe that was why they didn't acknowledge you as the people you dressed as.
Yeah.
Because they're like, no, it's still hot air balloon.
Yeah.
It's like, get into my Zeppelin. We're going to go somewhere.
Yeah. Or dirigible.
Dirigibles, yes.
Yeah.
I
was very into airplanes as a kid.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think dirigibles were kind of like nuclear power, where like they are viable, but there's been a couple of accidents, and so nobody wants to try it anymore?
Oh, so like nuclear power, like that?
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
like if we hadn't had a couple of disasters, right. people might still be
some
using
pretty
dirigibles.
High profile ones.
Yeah.
But
and like science has proven.
Didn't we still continue using
dirigibles
throughout World War II? Didn't or
well
or
in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade there was a dirigible.
There was.
So I think that proves that they were around in World War II.
Right.
Yeah. What about what's the other?
I don't think I think that airplanes can go faster.
Right.
Right. And I think that
there's a certain sense or a certain maneuverability.
Yeah. And they're cooler.
Yeah.
It's like an engine in the air.
Right. Because airplanes are designed to cut through the air.
Yeah.
Whereas dirigibles and balloons are designed
they're
to float
kind of there.
In the air. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like what it's like you wouldn't take a submarine out for like water skiing or something, but you wouldn't. Yeah.
Well, I was trying to make an analogy. Would drown.
Exactly. It's like you use different things for different purposes. Yeah. Okay, let's start the show.
This might have been the longest like preamble to a show we've ever had.
Maybe. Yeah, it's up there. Oh, I'm sorry. I just realized.
What just happened?
No, I just realized I need to ask you how to pronounce your last name because I don't. Is it Garris?
Gerace.
Gerace.
It rhymes with Durace.
Oh, sure.
Nice.
Yeah.
There we go. Not with dirigible as we thought.
No.
Gerace.
Wait, is that a soft G or a hard G?
It's not Gerace. It's Gerace.
Yeah. Gerace.
Yeah.
So it's a soft G.
Well, I mean, I think it's Italian, so I think it should actually be Gerace.
Gerace. Okay.
But we won't say that.
We just, yeah.
That, yeah.
Americanized version is okay.
Easy enough. Okay. Yeah. All right, here we go.